There were some issues on the table, but the second presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump last night mostly unleashed more personal attacks. The debate began focused on the leaked Access Hollywood video in which Trump is heard making crude comments about women. Here's Clinton last night.
He has said that the video doesn't represent who he is, but I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is.
Donald Trump went on the attack, bringing up former President Bill Clinton's alleged sexual misconduct.
Mine are words and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women.
And that was only part of it last night. So this morning we turn to our political team, Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
So regarding the Trump tape, did Trump quell the firestorm by saying last night that he regrets his comments on the tape and trying to explain it away as locker room talk, and then, of course, by going after Bill Clinton? Did he end the firestorm, Todd Domke?
No, because Trump did not admit that his supposed apology was for anything other than locker room talk. That won't change the reality that most people understood from viewing the tape, that Trump was bragging about sexual assault, that he wasn't just being vulgar, but boasting of criminal behavior.
Dan Payne.
Well, before the debate, Trump brought along four women who accused former President Bill Clinton of assaulting them. They looked sad and embarrassed. Trump's the one who's injected sex into this campaign. And I think, you know, overall, he probably calmed his fans' nerves by saying it's just locker room talk. But the specifics of what he said isn't the kind of locker room talk I've heard. You know, grabbing women in the crotch, kissing attractive women he just met on the lips, using Tic Tacs to be more appealing.
Clinton responded last night by saying this is who Donald Trump is. Will Trump bringing up Bill Clinton hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign in the last month? And did she handle the situation well last night?
Well, Americans have been hearing about Bill Clinton's affairs for more than 20 years. I think they've made up their mind about how little that has to do with Hillary Clinton's qualifications to be president. I mean, she correctly ignored Trump's attempt to find her guilty by marriage. But she must have done something right. The CNN post-debate poll showed that those who watched the debate gave it to Clinton 57% to 24%.
I think that Hillary Clinton was right to quote Michelle Obama, "When they go low, you go high." She has handled these questions for the last 20 years. True, Trump's fan base wanted him to attack Bill Clinton. But undecided voters, no, it's not Bill Clinton on the ballot.
So he didn't win any undecided voters over last night with that.
That's right.
Clinton and WikiLeaks emails. Donald Trump said, as president, he'll ask for a special prosecutor to look into the missing 33,000 emails and implied he might jail Clinton. Did she fight that off successfully last night in the debate? Is this going to dog her all the way to the election day, and will it hurt her at the ballot box, Dan Payne?
Well, Trump said he'd go after Clinton and try to have her put in jail over the emails. You know, that's the kind of thing that happens in banana republics. Perhaps Donald Trump believes he can turn the U.S. into a banana republic by becoming America's top banana. She admitted that she made a mistake using her private server. At this point, I don't think any voter out there is just learning about Hillary Clinton's emails. The damage is done and gone.
All right. Donald Trump brought up issues that helped him win the presidential primary campaign, including the Clinton emails, also Obamacare, saying last night it'll never work, must be repealed and replaced. He also called out to Bernie Sanders supporters last night, saying Sanders signed on with the devil by backing Clinton. These topics are seen by some as pluses for Trump in winning over voters. Will he get any traction out of it, Todd Domke?
Well, basically, he was just reinforcing his own base from the Republican primaries, and the fact that he's seeing such erosion in his base, I'm sure that's what helped motivate him. But that's not persuasive to the voters he needs, college-educated white women. And as Dan mentioned, a new CNN poll right after said that debate watchers thought Clinton won the debate, 57% to 34%.
A lot of Republican political officials quit their support of Trump in the last 2 days. Did his performance last night stop that bleeding, Todd?
I think it slowed the bleeding. The debate itself could distract attention for a little while from Trump's scandalous videotape. But, I think we're expecting more revelations, so that trouble might just be postponed.
Dan?
Well, he probably didn't add any fuel to the fire last night. But he's in big trouble with voters, especially in swing states like North Carolina and Nevada. No change there.
All right. Quick answer to this question. There was weekend speculation that Trump might drop out of the race. Do either of you think there's any chance of that, Dan Start?
Well, will the Red Sox quit after losing 2 games? I don't think so. I don't believe most things Trump says, but I believe he will not quit. He said that in big, bold letters on Twitter.
Right, especially after the debate. He'd rather bring down the entire Republican Party than lose face by quitting.
All right, last question. Trump, true believers will likely stay with him through the end of this campaign, but he has no national ground game in his campaign, was relying on the Republican National Committee for that organizational help, and the RNC this week directed state committees to forget about the presidential race and concentrate on saving Republicans down ballot. The Trump campaign is already spending far less on advertising, and it's likely that after the new round of controversies, his donors aren't going to pony up much more cash. All that leads to this last question. Todd Domke, is this presidential race over?
Yes. With current trends, with more revelations expected about other Trump's news, from being a sexual predator, the outcome is obvious. Trump loses and probably in a landslide.
And Dan Payne.
Well, every website that handicaps the Electoral College has shown that it's virtually impossible for Donald Trump to get to 270 electoral votes. Trump's like Bruce Willis in the film Sixth Sense. He's the only one who doesn't know he's dead.
Dan Payne, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Same to you, Todd Domke.
Good to be with you.